Hello, and welcome to Yousef's Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome back to Yousef's Stoop. Today's segment will be Love is a Garden, and we'll be discussing seeds. Now, I won't be talking about this by myself. I have a special guest that will be making an appearance. And if you listen to Vulnerability Between God and Man, you'll know who this person is. And essentially, Selah L. Bloom will be discussing this with me. And we look forward to diving into three questions specifically. What are seeds? How you nurture them, and why they are important. So without further ado, introducing Selah L. Bloom. And can you start by saying how you're doing? And then if you want to just dive straight into the content from there, feel free.
Well, good day, Yousef Dave. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. I'm very grateful that we're talking about this topic today. The topic of seeds is a very important topic that affects everyone and everything that exists in the earth.
Very happy to hear that you are doing well, and I agree this is a very important topic. Let's just jump right into it. I'm curious to know, what's your definition of a seed?
My definition of a seed from Webster's Dictionary, and what I take from it, is that it's in the origin. It's the beginning of everything. It's something that's fertilized, and it's also an offspring, and it makes descendants. Seeds are very important. They came since the beginning of time. In Genesis 1:11, it states, "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so." So if God said that in the beginning there was a seed, then everything that's created in the earth and everything we do in the earth begins with a seed. Seeds are the beginning. When God created Adam, it was an idea first, and that was a seed. Seeds come as ideas. They come as human life. They come in all life. It's also seeds connected to our food, seeds connected to business, seeds connected to programming, internet programming, creation. Everything is a seed. Seeds are in categories. You have good seeds and you have bad seeds. You have seeds that produce. You have seeds that wither away.
I think that was beautifully worded and well said. And I find it very profound that seeds have so many different avenues and they can start in so many different ways. And you not even recognize, oh, I'm planting a seed. So how do you nurture a seed? How do you make sure it's fruitful?
Yes, that's a good question. So first, let's look at the definition of nurture. It's the process of caring for and encouraging the growth or the development of someone or something. So ways you can nurture is, number one, by love. Love is also a seed. It's a good seed. It's one we want to sow. Also, having a proper positive environment for whatever that seed is you planted. And also light, which is equated to energy, and water, which is equated to refreshing. Seeds are vulnerable in all beginning stages. Everyone listening to this podcast was once a vulnerable seed because of any levels of nurturing. Everybody receives different levels of nurturing and protection, but any level of nurturing and protection allowed everything to grow. And they grew into whatever or whoever they are right now.
That is so true. nurturing is a grace and a gift that we have to constantly grow in, and looking at it from the standpoint of sowing seeds, it really encourages us to be mindful of our gardens, which is our reality, our minds, our physical beings. And I think we just got a lot of fruit from what you sowed. And I'm very grateful that you had so much insight about what seeds are and how to nurture them. And we have one more question that we want to dive into, but we'll just hold on to that, digest what we've encountered, and we'll speak on more right after the intermission here on Yousef Stew.
Thank you so much. So now we're going to talk about why seeds are important. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it reads, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Never means never. As long as we're on this earth, there are going to be cycles of seed time and harvest. So since seeds are the beginning, we need them to start or create anything or any life form. We should always think and contemplate, do I want these seeds in my life, in my family, or in others' lives? Because once it's planted, it goes through the process, whether it's going to be fruitful and multiply, or whether it's going to wither. And that takes time. Time is valuable. So always remember, seeds equal time. We need to choose our seeds wisely.
Seeds are important because they are the stepping stones to completion in life. And nurturing them takes love and discipline. I must say, this is information that will help many. It's helped me. I'm glad that we had this conversation. As always, it was wonderful to have you on, Selah L. Bloom. And I hope that you can return for another episode and spend some time on the stoop. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. So grateful to be here. And blessings to everyone listening.
Amen. God bless, and see you next time right here at Yousef Stew.